of the hour. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our confidant, our comforter, our friend, our all in all, our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning, which is the beginning and the end. And there's nothing in between but you, Lord. And we come to you this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you all the glory. We say hallelujah because your mercies are new every morning. Every morning, Lord, you start our day. Every morning, Lord, we can depend on you to know that you have the best in store for us. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, and we just bless your name this morning, and we give you praise. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we know experienced your mercies every day, Lord, as they started the inception of the, as they began this call, as it was just a thought, Lord, you blessed them with your tender mercy, your tender grace. As Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, started Artists International, Father, we know that they had to depend on you for your grace and your mercy, and you were faithful every day. So, Father, we thank you for blessing them. Father, we ask you to continue to restore them, to order their footsteps, Lord, to be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, and whatever their hands touch, whatever it is, Lord, that it prospers in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, just shower them with your favor. Shower them, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Webster, and the Diaz de Leon family with your protection, with your love, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you that you said that you would never leave us, you're never forsaking us, and we love you, Lord, and we thank you for those precious promises. And likewise, Lord, we just ask for that favor upon each and every family member who has come by here this morning, and even the family members who couldn't make it this morning, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord, and we ask that you would bless them and their entire families. Father, we thank you so much for the speaker who will bring a word that we know we need to hear. Father, that you have already prepared her. Father, that the word is already anointed and is giving us the appointed time, which is right now, because we know it's a word that we need to hear. Father, all of you and none of her in Jesus' name. And Father, that you take care of everything she stands in need of. Oh, God, that you bless her indeed. Oh, God, that you order and direct her steps and let her be led by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, now we thank you for each and every family member who has come our way this morning. You know what we stand in need of. You know that each day will be different because we are all different people, Lord. But, Father, we thank you for guiding us and protecting us and giving us your grace and mercy. Now we bind that old slew-foot devil in the mighty name of Jesus, that this word is going to go forth uncontaminated, untouched by any outside force, because we are joining our faith together, knowing that the word will come through our ears and transform us in the mighty name of Jesus. Transform our thoughts, our thinking, our lives, and our hearts. And we give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my TMC family, as we go out and have a new Mercies Tuesday. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you and have a God is so good. New Mercies Tuesday.
Amen, amen. God bless you. And I know you're extra excited because you're in warmer climate and not in 2-degree weather. Praise God.
Absolutely. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I say thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer and seating and greeting everyone this morning with that tag, New Mercies Tuesday morning. Praise God. We thank God for that powerful tag. And I want to say good morning to the TMC family, and I join Minister Willa in welcoming you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, who's residing in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on the Golden Gulf Coast, and we welcome you and say thank God for you for joining us this morning. Whether you're in cold climate or warm climate, we know God has a warm heart congregating with us this morning, and we thank God for you. And if this is your first time with us, we give you a special warm kingdoms greeting, and we invite you to join us every morning. We're here Monday through Friday on this telecommunication sanctuary. And to give you just a little history and tell you tell you a little bit more about us. This call was started in 2010 of October by two anointed and appointed women of God who said yes to the Lord. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we dearly say Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. And we thank God for them for starting this call. And we're here, as I said, every Monday through Friday. And so this call was based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So without saying, we start this call off with prayer. We end this call off with prayer. This is where we congregate and ask the Lord to start our day with his blessings. And we stand on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and your friends and anybody, coworkers, anyone, just tell them to come and get on this call. It is a great, great way to start their day. We have a website that you can visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, and you're welcome to get on there and scan it and check out all that we do. We just finished the 40-day corporate fast, which was truly a blessing, but we stand on the theme for the year 2015, and we do say, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, by all means, go to our you can submit your request, by the way, to by way of email, and that's info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. You may have a word from the Lord, or you may even just want to greet. We welcome you. And Dr. Vanessa, Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. And also, you can go there if you have any prayer requests or praise reports. We invite you to submit that as well. We're blessed to be a part of this phenomenal health and wellness company that's ordained by God, and it's changing lives daily. It is known as Artist International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. So if you want more information about this wonderful, wonderful company with the wonderful products and opportunity we have to offer, don't hesitate to get with the person that invited you on this call, or you can go to the morning motivational call, which is held right behind this call at 7:30 every morning Central Time, and it's hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who's better known as the Godmother, and a team of leaders that really motivate us and get our day started to tell us more about the company and what the company is doing thus far, and we can help others become healthier as well. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN number is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And we are preparing to attend our Artist Empowerment Conference, which will be held in Houston, Texas, March 27th through the 29th. And to get more information, the distributors can go to their back office, or the people, visitors, you can go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artist, A-R-D-Y-S-S, empowermentconference.com. And there you will find more information about this powerful conference that's taking forth, that's being hosted by the Kings of Artists and Artists International itself. Well, people, my TMC family, I know you are ready to hear from the Lord Almighty through this mighty woman of God. We have an evangelist, Wanda Walker, who accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984. And she was under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry, the senior pastor of Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church. She was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And after her spiritual conversion, the Lord had another plan for her 3 years later. She was, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. She is currently a member, and she serves as an ordained minister there. She received her ministerial license in the early 90s, and she has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Wanda has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary. She's also an assistant Sunday school teacher, and she, I tell you, she teaches and preaches the word. She has a soft-spoken voice, but guess what? When the word of God comes through that woman's voice, another power hits her, that anointing, okay? She teaches the gospel of the responsibility of Jesus Christ. She's been a speaker at several places, and she's been in revivals. I tell you, she's spoken at retreats. She's also a leader of a prayer group. She received the certificate from the School of Prophets from the New Global Destiny International World Vision Ministries. This woman, tell you, she has the anointing of God on her life. She is out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm getting out of the way so you can hear the word from the Lord through this powerful woman of God. I bring to you none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker out of Chicago. Evangelist Wanda, are you there?
There's a change of plans.
Oh, it was. Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to introduce to you guys, and I know she needs no introduction because she is a powerhouse all by herself in the anointing of the Lord, and we thank God for her. She is our mother eagle. She is anointed and appointed. She's sought after through people by people throughout the international continents, okay? And I thank God for her being a co-founder of the TMC family. So we bring to you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Dr. Vanessa, take it away.
All right. Thank you. We know we have to be ready in season and out of season. And praise God for you, Minister Brenda, for being our host this morning. And to our beautiful Minister Willa down there in some warm weather, getting a little break from Chicago. We praise God for you as always, greeting God's people as we enter what we lovingly call the telecommunication sanctuary. Warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Excited about what God has been doing in us, but I'm more humbled by what God is doing through us. We have just completed a phenomenal time of fasting and prayer and have watched God do some awesome things in us for Artists International. We're so excited about a shift. And, you know, whenever there's a shift in the heavenlies, I've learned through the years it's going to be some sifting and shifting. He sifts some people out. You know how you sift flour? Some of you may be too young to remember when you sift things and you get out the particles that can't get through the filter, and he leaves and pours through only those things that should remain. And in our own personal lives, God is doing some shifting and some sifting, and we have to allow him to separate, purify, extract out of us the things that will make us better as we go forth. You know, we are celebrating the accomplishments of Black History Month, the accomplishments of we as a people of color who have gone through a history that many have been ashamed of, many have not acknowledged, but it is a rich history, and God makes no mistakes. But we celebrate through the founding of Dr. Harvard G. Woodson, started years ago, the Black History. First, it was called Negro History Week, as I told you before, and then it evolved now into Black History Month, and February was chosen because that's the month of the birthdays of himself and Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln and W. E. Du Bois and many other powerful patriarchs who penned and recorded the many accomplishments. And sometimes we complain about where we are because we don't know the history of where we've come from. And see, for many of us, we have no excuse because even in our own lives. Our soul looks back and wonders how, but by the grace of God, we got over. I love when I have the opportunities to minister, to remind you of some of the accomplishments that we see used each and every day that we often don't realize were created in spite of the oppression, in spite of the opposition, in spite of the discrimination, in spite of the Jim Crow laws, in spite of the racism, we people of color have still risen to great heights through the love of God inside of us. So this morning, in spite of whatever's going on in your world, what are you accomplishing? See, back in January 7th, 1880, W.B. Purvis invented the fountain pen. Last night, I watched them at the Grammy Awards celebration celebrate powerful man of God in music, our Stevie Wonder, the many, many songs he's written. But do you know that guitar that many of them played on was invented March 3rd, 1886 by a black man, Robert F. Flinney Jr., and comes as no surprise that the creation of a hairbrush for that hair was created by Lydia O. Newman, and many of us had some ice cream and used an ice cream scooper, was created in 1897, February 2nd, by A.L. Krell. And what about that ironing board? I had to use mine Sunday to iron some clothes, by Sarah Boone, December 30th, 1887. And the lawnmower, by L.A. Burr, May 19th, 1889. And the peanut butter, you know we love our peanut butter, be it Jiffy or Skippy or whatever you may use, by George Washington Carver. And the record player arm, that, see, we don't use that now. Some of y'all don't even know what a record player is anymore, but some of us grew up on 45s and 78s, and he created January 8th, 1819. And what about those who love to bake? That rolling pin to flatten out that dough, by John W. Reed, in 1864. If we look back and think about the many accomplishments, every day, most of us go through a traffic light, by Garrett Morgan, November 20th, 1923. And he is credited being right by the side of Thomas Edison when he discovered electricity, and many writings say that he really was the one who discovered electricity, but in those times, Thomas Edison was credited, but that's all right. We know he was there. And last, the tricycle. Most of us grew up on a tricycle before a bicycle. May 6, 1886, by M.A. Cherry. We have done a lot as a people. We have a lot to be grateful for. There's seeds of greatness in all of us. And how many of us are not using, stirring up, watering those seeds? And I want to talk briefly this morning on seeds establish every deed. S-E-E-D, seeds. You know, I love acronyms. Seeds establish every deed. And my subheading up, because it's all about the dirt. Because it's all about the dirt. See, we've had a rich history of taking what you have, and as we used to watch Big Mama and Nana take little and make it into much, as we read in the scriptures of the loaves of bread and the fishes, taking a little bit and making it into much. And many of us have misdiagnose the power of the seed that God has put in our hand, and we keep waiting on different circumstances to change. We keep waiting for this to happen, and then when that happens, then I'll take that idea and go forward. Everything starts with a seed of an idea, a seed of an opportunity, a seed of a door opening, and seeds establish every destiny. Instead of D, we could say destiny. Have we taken our seeds and used them to the best of our abilities? We know in Mark 4, verses 4 through 6, very familiar passage about the sower sowing the seed. And Mark starts off telling us that the seed is the word of God. Do we take the seeds of truth? Do we take the seeds of hope? Do we take the seeds of vision that God plants in our hearts and decide every act, every idea, every seed, good or bad, it's still a seed, but it could be the seed to our success, the ability to grow healthy, the ability to grow strong with deep firm roots. Well, but it's really all about the dirt. See, you and I, we're the dirt. When most of us think of dirt, we immediately think of dirty. But today I challenge you to take another look, to take a different look. What we do and how we treat our seed determines whether the seeds in our life will live or die, because it's really all about the dirt we place the seeds in. Because it really is about how dirty we are, what kind of soil we are this morning determines whether our seeds will grow. See, many of us can be honest. I live with some of y'all are deep and wonderful and just great in body, but let me talk about Nessa this morning. See, I know there's been seeds of opportunity that I've miscarried, that I've missed, that I've aborted, sometimes because we grow weary in well-doing. Sometimes because we just miss it. We're so focused, majored on the minors, that we miss the magnificent opportunity that God's given us. And oh, thank God, he's the God of a second chance, and a third chance, and a fourth chance. And he keeps bringing seeds. He keeps bringing opportunities. Even those inventions that I just read, I promise you, some other folks looked and said, boy, if I just had if I had something flat, I could iron these clothes better. But they didn't take the time to take that seed and create that ironing board. I bet you some folks who said, ooh, somebody's going to get hurt at this intersection if we don't have somebody here all the time to monitor it. Then Garrett Morgan created that traffic light. All of us sometimes have seen a creation and invention and said, dang, I thought about that years ago. Yeah, but what did you do with that seed? I'm challenging us this morning as people of faith, as people of greatness, as people of vision, to be some good dirt, to be some dirt that produces good fruit that will remain. See, in the natural, there's five kinds of soil or dirt. First, there's sandy dirt. There's silty, S-I-L-T-Y, dirt. There's clay dirt. Georgia folks know about clay dirt. There's what we call peaty dirt, P-E-A-T-Y, and there's saline, S-A-Saline dirt, S-A-L-I-N-E. We have always been taught and spend a great time learning the importance of how we take care of the seeds, but we need to look at the dirt for a minute. We need to examine our hearts. We come through this time of fasting and consecration. Many of us were asked to corporately go on a fast. Some of us, even as leaders, know we should have turned down the plate, pressed in. But our dirt didn't want to be filtered. Our dirt didn't want to be sifted and shifted to that place that sometimes is uncomfortable. That even though everything begins with a seed, we affected our outcome because we didn't yield to be the dirt that can produce more fruit. We know in the scriptures it talks about every seed, when it's planted in the ground, it has to die to its own agenda, and it has to conform to what's going on in that dirt. See, when we are the dirt, we can't keep being negative, and God's given us some positive opportunities, and we keep seeing the glass half empty when God keeps trying to focus you on seeing it half full of the potential of what can come, the expectation of what else can be put in your glass, the anticipation of I'm going to make sure that I stay persistent to get it full. So many times we find it easier to complain instead of to change. I'll go say amen to oh me this morning. I'm talking about our dirt. I'm talking about us being good dirt, pliable dirt. Let us be pliable dirt so God can fashion us, shape us, so that the seed that's planted in us can take good root and become all God calls it to be. Seeds establish every destiny. Let's just call that our destiny, because it's all about the dirt. So today, so earnestly, everywhere, destiny speaks. That seeds so earnestly, everywhere, destiny speaks, because those seeds are our creative ideas. Sometimes those seeds do come as complex situations, but the seeds that we plant in our dirt, in our heart, let it be nurtured by the love of God. Let it be consumed by the hope of God. Let it transcend to soar like the eagles that we are. The seeds establishing every destiny. When God brings something in your space, ask the right questions. God, what is this supposed to mean to me? What am I supposed to do with this seed, this opportunity? Don't let me miss anymore. I repent for the past, but thank God your mercies are new every morning as I pursue to let my seeds be sown in me to produce great greatness. Like my matriarchs and patriarchs ahead of me, let me produce a lineage and a legacy that glorifies you. You got the seeds in your hand. Make sure your dirt is full of God's destiny. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I tell you, you always come with the word, a powerful word. And, you know, you went, you can be a very good history teacher. Praise God. I thank God for you. So I'm going to ask you to come back and give us a benediction after I give these few announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you once more and again, to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to have another chance to serve and worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father, for the word that you delivered to us through this powerful woman of God, Lord, to let us realize that we do have a seed that you planted within us, Lord God. You made us the salt of the earth. And, Lord God, we want to be used by you. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, that you take this seed, take us, and plant us, Lord God, where you will have us to be. And let us be nurtured. We need your anointing, Lord God, that we be nurtured and that we can nurture what you give to us, Lord God. And we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in this season. We thank you, Father, for every person on this call. We ask that you continue to bless and keep them, Father, that we ask that you strengthen them, that you be with them in the cold season, Father, that you keep them warm, Lord God, keep them nurtured, keep them developed, Lord God, in your word. We thank you, Father, for all our people, Lord, that's been going through bereavement times, Lord, Vedita Monk and Juanita Kraft and their families, the Roberts family, all those, Lord, that's been mourning, Lord God. But we come to realize that we can rejoice in you, Lord God, because you gave us an opportunity to be with our loved ones, Father. So we ask that you comfort them like none other. No one can comfort like you can, Father. So we thank you, Father, for keeping them and putting your arms around them and letting them know that you're still there with them. We ask you, Father, that you bless those that are sick and shut in. We ask that you keep Jeanette Hightower, Lord, as she even ministers while she's in the hospital, Lord. And those that are sick and shut in, Lord God, we don't know them all, but you know who they are. So we ask that your healing power, the virtue of the anointing, overtake them, and we declare and decree them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you, Father. We thank you for this rich word that you instored upon us, oh God, and that we would take it and go forth with it, Lord God. We will use the seed that you have given us. We ask that you bless Dr. Vanessa like never before. Pour virtues back into her, Lord, as she poured into us. We glorify you and we honor you, Father, for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, once again, we got another powerful word from the Lord. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Don't forget that we do have the motivational call coming up right after this, and it's 530-881-1300, 539-598#. And I know you want to go back and listen to this message again, and to hear this replay is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677#. Okay, and we will see you tomorrow. We'll look forward to you. I want to say thank you, Minister Willa, for being such a blessing, for opening us up with the joy of the Lord and giving us that powerful, powerful prayer. And we thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, she always have a word in her spirit, man, and she brings it forth. And we glorify God for you. So, Dr. Vanessa, will you come back and give us the benediction?
Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this day that you've given us even new seeds and new opportunities to be a blessing, to create a legacy, to create fruit that will remain in the hearts of all of those around. Let us be good dirt. Let us be dirt that you have tilled, that you have plowed, that you have sifted and shifted us, so that the seeds of truth, the seeds of hope, the seeds of effectiveness and productivity that you plant in our heart, oh, that they'll take root and we'll be your ministers in the marketplace, shedding light everywhere we go. So as we leave this call, never departing your presence, or been equipped to go out and make it happen for your glory and our good, we decree and declare we are victorious and overcomers in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.